This is Ragamuffin Radio, and we're webcasting from the southern shires of England, your easy listening station for the finest in folk, blues, contemporary and traditional music. You're listening to Sunday in the Shires, a programme of selected favourite tunes presented every Sunday by myself, Ragamuffin Brian, and the Ragamuffin Director of Programmes himself, settling down for a snooze in his famous armchair, Ragamuffin Mike.
Good morning from the Shires. It's a little bit wet here, but we'll survive.
So, we invite you to sit back and relax for an hour, put the coffee on the stove, the tea in the pot, settle back into your own favourite armchair, and welcome to Sunday in the Shires.
Guilt the melting snows of Ontario where the wind will make you shiver. 'Twas the month of May up in Georgian Bay near the mouth of the Musquash River, where the bears prowl and the coyotes howl and you can hear the osprey scream. Back in 99 we were cutting pine and sending it down the stream. Young Sandy Gray came to Guhom Bay all the way from PEI, where the weather's rough and it makes it tough, no man's afraid to die. Sandy came a-smiling, 30,000 islands was the place to claim his glory. Now Sandy's gone, but his name lives on, this is Sandy's story. Young Sandy Gray lives on today in the echoes of a mighty owl. Listen close and you'll hear a ghost in this story that I tell, boys, this story that I tell. Sandy Gray was boss of the men who would toss the trees onto the shore. They'd come and go till they built a floe 100,000 logs or more. Then he'd ride them down towards Severn Sound to cut them up in the mills for timber. And the ships would haul spring, summer, and fall till the ice came in December. One Sabbath day, Big Sandy Gray came into camp with a peavey on his shoulder. With a thunder crack, he dropped his axe and the room got a little bit colder. Said, come on all you, we got work to do. We gotta give her all we can give her. There's a jam of logs at the little jog near the mouth of the Musquash River. With no time to pray on the Lord's Day, they were hoping for God's forgiveness. But the jam was high in a troubled sky, and they set out about their business. They poked with their poles and ran with the rolls and tried to stay on their feet. Every trick they tried, one man cried, this log jam's got us beat. But Sandy Gray was not afraid and he let out a mighty yell. I'll be damned, we'll break this jam or it's breakfast in hell, boys. Breakfast in hell. To the top. He's working like a dog, even 30-foot logs, and it looked like he'd never stop. And he struggled on, these men so strong, till the jam began to sway. And the dove for cover to the banks of the river, all except for Sandy Gray. Now with thoughts of death, they held their breath as they saw their friend go down. They all knew in a second or two he'd be crushed or frozen or drowned. Yeah, they saw him fall, they heard him call just once, then it was over. Young Sandy Gray gave his life that day near the mouth of the Musquash River. But Sandy Gray was not afraid and he let out a mighty yell. I'll be damned, we'll break this jam or it's breakfast in hell, boys. Breakfast in hell. East of Giant's Tomb, there's plenty of room. There's no fences and no walls. And if you listen close, you'll hear a ghost down by Sandy Gray Falls. Through the tops of the trees, you'll hear in the breeze the echoes of a mighty yell. I'll be damned, we'll break this jam, or is breakfast in hell? And Sandy Gray lives on a day in the echoes of a mighty owl. I'll be damned, we'll break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell, boys. Breakfast in hell.
Well, Mike, just wake me when I come down off of a cloud. That was absolutely amazing. Listeners, you probably gathered the kickoff today on our playlist has been supplied by old Ragamuffin Mike here in the right-hand chair.
And as usual, I haven't told you what I'm bringing.
No, I never know what he's going to bring in his goodie bag. Today, according to my playlist, which he's just a second typed out, first track was called Penny in a Goldmine by Palomino Redlands Company. And the second track, Breakfast in Hell by Slade Cleaves. And it's over to the old miscreant himself to find out all the background.
Well, I picked up the Palomino Redlands Company album for a fiver. It was an EP at Oliver Gray and Richard Williams's nights in Winchester. Cost me £7 to get in to see them. Absolutely superb. They're an English band, or they've got some Welsh roots as well. Hannah Altonwall and Alex Altonwall were the songwriters. A guy called David Rohan playing pedal steel, and I thought he was amazing, absolutely amazing. And you could see him in the back of a pub for £7. How good is that?
Wow. To say I'm impressed would be an understatement. Beautiful.
You and I have been discussing storytelling for a little while this week, and I think we're going to feature some storytelling later on in the programme, and it took me back to this song by Slade Cleaves that I'd actually heard him sing when he was over here a little while ago. And it comes from his second album, which is a while back, called Broke Down, Breakfast in Hell. It's just one of those classic Robert Service sort of stories about the Canadian outback. And I think, you know, Slade Cleaves, he was in Alston. I honestly don't know where he is now, but it came... That album and the whole introduction to Slade Cleaves came through some friends in New Hampshire.
And as the listeners will gradually realise as we run through today's programme, storytelling is becoming a major theme in everything we're doing at the moment.
Absolutely.
Well, where are we going to go to now?
Well, let's get on a Harley and let's take off.
And I shall find out.
Crank her over once again. Put your face into the wind. Find another road where you've never been. Sing that jeweled melody. The highway symphony. You know she'll never understand. Gypsy rider's team, your two-wheeled symphony. You know there's nothing she should have known by now. You're just a vagabond. You may never pass this way again. All the writings on the wall, you're only as good as your word.
just take what you earn and leave what remains. Gypsy riders sing to weave symphony. You know there's nothing to explain. She should have known. Crank her over once again. Put your face into the wind. Find another road where you've never been.
It'll soon be snow. And the boy.
Tylerville Road. Yeah, the boys are racing them down Tylerville Road.
Well, one thing's for sure, Michael. The listeners can't complain about the quality or the variety of the music that you bring into this studio every weekend. That was absolutely superb.
You enjoyed that, didn't you?
I did indeed. Gypsy Rider by Gene Clark, the first track, and Tylerville Road by Peter Keane, who's somebody I know nothing at all about.
No, Well, let's just talk about Gene Clark. I think Gene Clark is one of the most underrated of the Byrds, and his career has been, if you like, neglected because everyone has focused on McGuinn and they've focused on Graham Parsons. But there, you really do need to go back and look at all his recordings because he's had a fantastic career. And that's from the end of his career. It's called So Rebellious a Lover, the album, and fantastic music. And I dedicate that to Randy and Valerie in North Carolina. Randy's got a Harley and drew up at a party that I was at in August with Cousin Dick. Also for Pete Gilbert, who used to, in the forest, our friend in the forest, who used to have a Harley. I think that song is written for them. Peter Keane, I only know through a tape given to me by my friends in New Hampshire. A friend of mine called Anne, who's married to Mark. So I've got a lovely young child called Grant now this year. And she made me a tape called Doing the Dishes in Dover, New Hampshire. And that Peter Keane track was on it.
So the second track is simply down to soap sauce.
Yeah.
Thank you. fishermen tumbling on the seas, far away from dry land and its bitter memories, casting out my sweet light with abandonment and love. Now the ceiling bearing down on me, save the starry sky above with light in my head, you in my arms. Woo!
Oh, what do you make of that?
I thought I was going to have to drag you off the plane to finish the program.
Well, mate, Dublin, I'm down to Waterford. Waterford, I'm down to Kinsale. I've been across to Kerry. Then I've gone across to Shannon, and I'm up in County Clare, and I'm halfway towards Galway. What can I say? Calm yourself down, Ragamuffin Brian. First track was Carol Ann's Welcome by the Waterboys, of course, and the second one, which we've heard several times before, never ever get fed up with hearing it. What a fantastic song tune. Fisherman's Blues by the Waterboys.
Yeah. I mean, if you ever want to go to Ireland, don't go on the Stately Home tour. Just get yourself on a bus from Galway to Spittle and go into Hughes Bar and sink a Guinness, and you'll know what that music's about, because I just love the Waterboys music and Ireland, and it's making me real homesick to go back.
Better still, book me a passage in somebody's suitcase, because I'll come with you any day. That was absolutely marvellous, Mike.
And I think, you don't really need to say much more than that, because that is the reaction that you should all get from the Water Boys and from Ireland. And we've been talking a lot about storytellers today, haven't we? And I think that we'll carry this tradition on, because Mike Scott of the Water Boys is a great storyteller, and he's proved it there in his work. But you're going to take us on another journey of storytelling.
Well, that's got to be the best link of all times, that is, because, as we would say, do you want to hear a story?
Am I a storyteller? Well, yes, I guess you could say so. It's true, I can tell a tale or two if you really want to know. Treetop tall tales to two short stories and everything in between. The pictures I paint when I tell, well, like nothing you ever seen. Why, I can make you cry in the blink of an eye, make you laugh till your two sides ache. I can make you think till your brain dries up. I can give you all that you can take. I tell tall tales of tar babies and the tortoise and the hare, and joyfully weave my words around those ears that seem to care. I tell true tales of the love and faith and forgiveness we all need, healing words which help restore all those who hear and heed.
Runaway slave with a chain in his hand, eating blackberries, running through a cottonwood stand. No dog or man will ever jump his trail. He'll double back through the creek and run along the rail. His bones are broken and his heart's in pain. Left a good woman, couldn't bust the chain. He slipped by Memphis and crossed the pike, singing, God help me make it to the river tonight. He watched the stars and saw the sign. Goodbye, cracker, this moment is mine. This moment is mine. She hopped a freight out of Santa Fe. She caught a side door Pullman with a bale of hay. She could hear the wind, she could see the sky. Then she thought about her kids, she started to cry. Another home is broken and the heart's in pain. The eastbound rattler rolls across the plain. She left a man in a cocaine dream. Took her kids to her mama's and she got away clean. She watched their eyes, saw the sign. Goodbye, cracker, this moment is mine. This moment is mine. Just a critter like a bee and a bird.
puzzled by my thinking and the spoken word. Rather be a razorback feeding in a Texas wood, rooting through the gully cause it feels so good. Wish I was a red tail circling soybean fields, looking for something I can only feel. I'm just a critter like the wild blue jay, singing, God help me make it to the river one day. Watched the stars, saw the sign, Lord in heaven, this moment is mine. Lord, help me make it to the river one day. This moment is mine. Lord, help me make it to the river one day.
Stories may tease us, stories can please us, stories might open our eyes. The stories that reach us, those stories can teach us. Stories are heard by the wise. I see stories everywhere, and I learn them in my heart. Then, when I have the chance to share, the words just seem to start, and whether we weep, or think, or laugh, or feel, as we together share a story, what we share there for a moment in time is storytelling's glory.
This old boy lived down the road from me. Used to drive a beat-up Dodge. Well, he showed up drunk as hell one night, parked in my garage. I had to ask him how to get so lost that you can't find your way home. I've been running round in circles so long, I didn't know where else to go. I've been running round in circles so long, I didn't know where else to go. See, his wife, she left him, took the kids, and he never was the same. I guess they were all that he'd been living for, and he shouldered all the blame. Well, he always wondered what made her give up. God, if he'd only known. She'd been running around in circles so long, she didn't know where else to go. She'd been running around in circles so long, she didn't know where else to go. Thank you. this old boy lived down the road from me. Today they laid him in the ground. He drove that old Dodge right off the river bridge without even slowing down. And he left a letter he wrote to his old man. Said, I just lost control, and I've been running around in circles so long, I didn't know where else to go. I've been running around in circles so long. I didn't know where else to go.
Right, I'm not too familiar, Brian. You're going to have to tell me in a little while about Tom Taylor. I'm well familiar with the Jack Williams track. I'd not heard the Eric Bibb track before. And there's quite a connection between storytelling and the Jack and the Eric Bibb tracks, and they were well chosen.
Well, I'm glad you liked it. Hopefully the listeners liked it as well. Well, listeners, as you probably gathered, we're having a little push on storytelling being the true content of folk and Americana songs. So, the intro, Am I a Storyteller, is by Tom Taylor, somebody who I've only made contact with in the last couple of weeks. Now, Tom's based in Texas.
Oh, right.
And he won the Storytellers and Liars competition of Texas.
Oh, they're pretty big on that, didn't they, I think?
Yeah, they are. I don't know whether he appreciate that comment. Yeah, Tom won that, and I have to tell you, he's recently retired in 2007 from a career which embraces acting, storytelling, and he's been in teaching in recent years as well. And I can assure you that over the next few weeks, you're going to hear a lot more of Tom's material, I think it's wonderful.
Oh, I think it was marvellous.
And he took us into a track by Jack Williams. Well, you know that we're the two leading supporters of the Jack Williams fan club. He is, in our opinion, I think, Mike, the ultimate storyteller.
Yeah, definitely.
The track you heard was This Moment in Time. This Moment is Mine. I'll get it out in a minute. And is, of course, the story of a runaway slave. And that was followed on by an Eric Bibb song called Circles. Mm-hmm. And that comes off his album, Natural Light. I've omitted to say that Jack's song comes off of his album, Eternity and Mine.
Which is
but all the links are on the website. Mm-hmm. So, are we going to continue with this storytelling?
Well, I guess we are, yeah.
I think we certainly are.
Connemara evening, a symphony across foothills, muted sheep cry out for each other. Salmon tickle the surface, the lake listens. Mountain folds into mountain as one century tucks into another. A receding echo of nothing but boundless time.
Perfect of strangers, and then the night closed in. was a handsome man. One look was enough, and away they ran. I spent many happy hours, and then the night closed in, and the whole
lovely poem here. Last train to Clifton, 1935. Long ago, the train came to Clifton, and your man set snares along the Kylemore Pass and strung rabbits by their unlucky feet to his handlebars. Long ago, the last train steamed from Clifton through Mam Cross to Galway, carrying stunned rabbits and a carriage full of gentry going back to Dublin. Just yesterday, Sinker MacDonald, known for drinking and whistling, conjured up an ear from behind the mist, like a man cloaked by the peat, dark winters and eternal spring. And I looked into his eyes and I saw Connemara.
Oh, the sky was clear, the morn was fair, no breath. All flowers dead.
was the rose of Ireland day. Sweet rose of Ireland day. Sweet rose of Ireland day. One maiden from Bridgestone stone was the rose.
Listeners, I did say that we were going to play music today that had a storytelling basis to it. And there you have another two tracks. Now, what you won't realize is we have our own storyteller amongst us. None other than Ragamuffin Mike, who wrote and spoke Connemara Evening as an intro to that first track. That was then followed by The Loving Time by the inimitable Mary Black. And then up popped our own poet with another piece that he wrote called Last Train to Clifton. And back came Mary Black with The Rose of Allendale.
You surprised me when you told me you were going to use that with Mary Black. What a surprise when you actually first played that to me. It did actually fit quite well because I love Mary Black's music, love what she does. Her Irish music is fantastic. And I've been lucky enough to have been backstage at Cambridge once when she played, when Dave Early, the drummer, was playing drums for her. Because Dave Early was one of the great drummers and unfortunately got killed, I believe, in an accident on the streets of Dublin, which was absolutely extremely sad. And I love all that music and the transatlantic sessions that we've been talking about, which we'll have to come back to, Brian, at some time.
Yeah.
Just like to mention that Joe O'Donnell read my poem there about Clifton, The Last Train from Clifton, which is a true story. It was told to me by Sinker McDonnell, who's the gentleman that I'm describing as having Connemara in his eyes. And Sinker is on the Diamond Maintenance Sessions, I think, of Sharon Shannon.
And don't forget your program, which you recorded after you came back, Irish Mist in the Porridge, which is available on the Ragamuffin website.
Yeah, which
website.
I enjoyed immensely. Now, I think we're going to tell us a bit more story.
You want another story?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Okay, we'll see what we can do then.
I am speaking to you from the cabinet room at 10 Downing Street. This morning, the British ambassador in Berlin handed the German government a final note stating that unless we heard from them by 11 o'clock, that they were prepared at once to withdraw their troops from Poland, a state of war would exist between us. I have to tell you now that no such undertaking has been received, and that consequently this country is at war with Germany.
Do you count the tragedies we see? And brother of confusion and sister of debate, do you remember the sister of Rosemary? The doodlebugs were flying, the blitz was at its height. Rosemary lay sleeping with her sister only 9. And no one heard the one that hit, the one that flew. Rosemary came out crying, but her sister never did. And you'll fly high, your dreams are all in vain. One moment we are singing, and the next we cry in pain. And high above the heavens, in a host of angels' wings, Rosemary's sister will be dancing. Her mother cried all that year, as many others did. There were times when she pulled through, now and again. And the people there in Bethnal Street, in the rubble and the grit, swept up the street and started all again. When tyranny is fighting, you do your best to try. You stifle all your heartache until it's safe again to cry. And when the darkness disappears and the light comes shining through, you gather up and you start off all anew. And you'll fly high, your dreams are all in vain. One moment we are singing, and the next we cry in pain. And high above the heavens, in a host of angels' wings, Rosemary's sister will be dancing. There's a teacher in the classroom, there's a mother in the hall. The children sit and wait for the bell for home. And Rosemary is waiting for the child now her own. She's waiting to collect and take her home. And sometimes in the firelight, in the silence where she sits, her mind goes back to Bethnal Street, in the darkness and the blitz. And she thinks, if there's another one, then the end will be complete. And I wonder what they'd say in Bethnal Street. And you'll fly high, your dreams are all in vain. One moment we are singing, and the next we cry in pain. And high above the heavens, in a host of angels' wings, Rosemary's sister will be dancing. Yes, you'll fly high, your dreams are all in vain. One moment we are singing, and the next we cry in pain. And high above the heavens, in a host of angels' wings, Rosemary's sister will be done.
Brian, you've just finished the book, or it's just been published, Ashley Hutchins. Can you just give us a little bit of information about it?
Yeah, well, actually, the project started here, funnily enough. Well, it started in Winchester, that I and my co-author, Jeff Wall, had an audition from Ashley, who, of course, founded Fairport Convention, Steel Eyes Band, the Albion Band, who is sort of the person responsible for the whole revival of specifically English music. First of all, folk rock, rocking up traditional songs, basically. And then from that, going into specifically the English direction. What we decided to do was actually, I'm a friend of Ian Sinclair, the novelist, who's part of what they call the psychogeographical movement, which is basically that you go to places and you sort of draw out, as artists or whatever, or writers, you draw out from these places the history and the atmosphere and all that sort of stuff, you know. There's quite a sort of mystical view of landscape and place. And so we took Ashley to the places that mattered to him, literally the places that mattered to him, with a film crew as well. It's all been filmed for a TV documentary. So we went to where Steel Eyes Band were put together, and he started almost crying because it brought him back to him. He'd had a nervous breakdown after the crash that killed the drummer at the airport. It had all come out really a few years later when they started Steel Eyes Band in 1917, that they were in this little cottage in a little village near Salisbury, and just remember how cold it was. He sat on the park bench, and we actually had the publicity photographs of Maddie Pryor, again Terry Woods, Tim Hart and Ashley then, and then we were actually in the same locations, you know, 30 years on, you know. By the same, a few months later, we went to a happier place in some ways, where Legion Leaf was put together. So really, English folk rock was invented, British folk rock. And by being in that place, and this is what the book contains, lots of original interviews with his ex-wife, Shirley Collins, Martin Carthy, John Tams, Richard Thompson himself, Simon Nicol, is actually interviewing all these people about Ashley. And again, with Simon Nicol and Richard Thompson, we took them back to Muswell Hill, where Fairport were founded. And it was really touching, actually, to us, because by then it was getting dark. There were candlelight, this lovely bistro in Muswell Hill. And there's Ashley, Richard, Simon. And you think of those are album sleeves, where they're all together. And these are the three that, between them, invented folk rock, basically, you know, and have gone their separate ways, but are still very affectionate friends. And, you know, actually having the three of them by candlelight now, it was really touching. You could see the friendship was still there, of course. And then we all went over to the Fairport house, so we stood in the rain, and they came reminiscing. And then Simon said, well, that was the window, that was your room up there, wasn't it? And then Richard made some wise crack, you know, and it was magical. So that's what the book is about. It ends in 1973, when Ashley walked away from music, as he thought. Wasn't that easy, Ashley. But he'd really given it all up. The Albion Band had been a disaster in his eyes, not ours, listening to the tapes. He went to being a village postman.
At the Hare and Hounds pub, Arrowton, in the centre of the Isle of Wight, what's said to be the skull of murderer Michael Murray is on display, together with information on the myth and reality of his early 18th century legend. Prepare to be spooked. Michael Murray, he is dead for chopping off his grandson's head. He is hung on Arrowton Down for rooks and ravens to peck him down. Local children sing this rhyme and still recall the ghastly crime. Once it was a Bronze Age bump, now they call it Murray's Hump. Timbers from the gibbet stand, with his skull near at hand. Now within the tavern found, Michael Murray's still around. should you stop to take a drink, you may for a moment think, as you take a sip or two, Maury's skull is watching you. Keep your peace, button your lip, don't let idle mocking slip. You may be in for a surprise, for walls have ears and skulls have eyes.
A masterful bit of editing of storytelling, Brian, and pulling those stories together, because they do fit quite well, don't they?
Well, I'm glad you liked it, Michael.
Yeah. I wasn't around when Chamberlain was doing his business, but my mum and dad got married the year that happened, so that was the start of all my adventures, though.
I nearly said, and there was another disaster. Other than the war.
Well, take us through that recording, and you come back to me for some questions if you like.
Okay. The intro, of course, was taken from the archives. It was Neville Chamberlain's original announcement from 10 Downing Street that we were at war with Germany in the Second World War. And that led us into, very nicely, to a song written by Hugh Williams. He's written some lovely material with his brother, has Hugh, and it was sung unaccompanied by Claire from our own folk club, Claire Coxwell, and the name of the song, of course, is Rosemary's Sister, which I've always found to be very poignant. And also, they say that you judge the quality of the song by the number of covers that are made of it. Mm. And there have been literally hundreds of people recorded that song.
And you had the Nonsuch Choir in there, didn't you?
Yes. The boys and girls from the folk club in the background, just coming in enough in the choruses to make the whole thing hopefully balance up. And then, of course, at the end of it, the siren, which people of an older age group than me would be used to, the all clear.
The all clear, yeah.
And then we went into something rather different, but of course, from your home ground.
And that comes from that trip I took you on, didn't it, to the Isle of Wight. I said, you come with me, young Brian, and I will take you on a trip, a musical trip to the Isle of Wight.
And we went over there and we had a fabulous day in the Isle of Wight. Robert, yourself and myself, and we came back with an armful of recordings, if I recall. And on the Ragamuffin website now, there is an Isle of Wight ramble, which includes that outtake from it, which is, of course, Ashley
Hutchins of Fairport Convention. And Dr. Brian Hinton, the good doctor of the island, he's an authority on Fairport Convention, has written a biography. And Ashley Hutchins talks about Arrowton Down. Well, as a child, my grandmother and grandfather used to drive me and all my cousins up to Arrowton Down for a picnic over where Michael Morey's Hump was, which is an ancient burial ground, of ancient Celtic burial ground. And then he talks about the Hare and Hounds pub, and he talks about the fact that the skull is there and it's actually looking at you, which is all quite true, because you go to the Hare and Hounds pub. Brings me back to the thing about not going to stately homes, going to places where you can get the real history and the real story of the people. Ashley Hutchins is a fantastic storyteller, and I think he's done the island proud. And he's not even an islander. Why am I celebrating him for?
Mike was just saying just what a wonderful storyteller Ashley Hutchins is. And we hope that you've enjoyed today's Sunday in the Shires, which has been based around all sorts of storytellers. It just remains for us to thank you for listening and to close the programme on. So it's goodbye from me.
Thanks for listening. Goodbye. Have a good Sunday.
Yeah, and we look forward to your company next Sunday in Sunday in the Shires.
Goodbye,
everyone.